Chapter 11. The Big Day Arrives. That night, Jay didn't sleep very much. He was thinking about the next day. Where will I go? He thought. What will I do? Finally, it was morning. After breakfast, Jay returned to the hairdressing salon. Ian did Jay's hair and then put makeup on his face and neck.
Now, go back to the flat, said Ian. There's a light blue suit on the bed. Put it on and wait for Detective Potter.
Jay returned to the flat and found the suit. Wow, he said, touching the material. These clothes are very elegant. Jay got dressed and walked round the flat nervously. After a few minutes, there was a knock at the door. Come in, said Jay. The door opened and Detective Potter entered. I'm so pleased to see you, said Jay happily. Detective Potter looked at Jay surprised.
Well, well, he said, you look exactly like Carsten Peters.
I know, said Jay. Now where am I going? Please tell me.
Okay, it's time to tell you, said the detective. Let's sit down at the table.
The two sat down.
Have you got any coffee here? Asked Detective Potter.
Jay stood up. Yes, I'll bring two cups, he said. While Jay was making the coffee, Detective Potter put a jewellery box on the table. Jay returned with the coffee. He sat down and asked, What's that?
You have to take this box of jewellery, Jay, said Detective Potter, opening the box. Wow! This is beautiful, said Jay. It looks very expensive. Yes, it is expensive, said the detective. The leader of the group of thieves wants this jewellery because it's expensive.
Why can't I take imitation jewellery? Asked Jay.
The leader will look at the jewellery very carefully to make sure it's real before he pays you, explained the detective. We'll arrest him after he gives you the money.
Jay was becoming more nervous.
How will I find the leader? You won't find him. He'll find you, said Detective Potter. The leader will be at the fashion show. He'll see Carsten Peters and make contact with him, with you, after the show.
What fashion show? Asked Jay. Tell me about the show. You promised. Detective Potter smiled.
It's a very big show, Jay, and a very important one in the fashion world. It's in Paris, and you'll travel there by plane.
Paris? I'm going to Paris? Wow! Am I travelling alone? Asked Jay.
At that moment, Miss Stacy entered the room. She was wearing a coat and carrying a big bag.
No. You're not travelling alone, Jay, said Miss Stacy. I'm going with you.
Are you really going with me, Miss Stacy? Asked Jay happily. That's nice.
Yes, I am, said Miss Stacy. We're travelling together, so now you can call me Jill.
Thank you, Jill, said Jay. Hey, wait a minute. I asked about the trip. You said nobody knows yet, but you knew. Jay was a little angry.
It was a secret, so I couldn't tell you. I lied. I'm sorry, Jay, said Jill,
but she didn't seem sorry. When are we leaving? Jay asked Detective Potter.
Soon, replied the detective. First, let's talk about the airport.
Jill went to a cupboard and took a bandage from it.
Let's put this on your right arm, Jay, she said. Your signature isn't like Carsten's, but you won't have to give any autographs with a bandage on your arm.
Autographs? Asked Jay.
Yes, of course, answered Jill. People always ask us for our autographs. We're famous in the fashion world, and if anybody speaks to you, point to your throat as if you were ill. Then you won't have to imitate Carsten's Danish accent.
Jill put the bandage on Jay's arm and tied it.
"You'll take the jewellery with you in your bag," Detective Potter explained. "The security guards at the airport check only a few bags, so they probably won't examine yours." "I'll be behind you in the queue, as if I were a passenger. If the security guards find the jewellery, I'll show my detective's card and explain everything. Don't worry, everything will be okay."